Today on Press TV, a spokesman for the terrorist group the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant has urged the militants to march towards the Iraqi capital Baghdad. Abu Muhammad al-Adnani has vowed that the battle would rage on in Baghdad and the southern city of Karbala. The ISIL militants have already captured parts of northern Iraq. The United Nations Security Council has condemned terrorist attacks by Takfiri militants in Iraq's second largest city, Mosul. In a statement announced by the Russian ambassador to the United Nations, the Security Council also demanded an immediate return of all hostages abducted from the Turkish consulate there. Rights groups in the US have filed a complaint of an alleged abuse of unaccompanied migrant children by border officials. The complaint has been lodged on behalf of over 100 children who reported experiencing abuse, including sexual assault and beatings. Most of the abuses took place in the states of Texas and Arizona. At least 10 people have been killed in a US drone strike in Pakistan's North Waziristan region. Local sources say American drones fired 8 missiles on several houses. The strike is the second in a single day. The first attack in Kuala Lumpur area claimed the lives of at least 6 people. In Brazil, workers at Rio de Janeiro's 3 airports have announced a 24-hour partial strike on Thursday, the day Brazil hosts the opening match of the World Cup. The workers demand raises in their wages. A union representative said only 20% of workers would initially walk off their jobs. The Russian president has warned Ukraine against rejecting its discount offers for its natural gas price. Vladimir Putin says Kiev is bringing the gas price negotiations to a deadlock. Ukraine had earlier rejected a $100 discount for every 1,000 cubic meters of Russian gas. An Israeli airstrike on the besieged Gaza Strip has killed at least one Palestinian and left several injured. Medical sources and witnesses say the strike targeted a man on a motorcycle and also hit a nearby car. There's no report on the identity of the dead or the wounded. And Vietnam has filed a document with the UN asking China to withdraw an oil rig from disputed waters and stop, quote, interfering with maritime safety in the region. The UN has already said it's willing to mediate in the row. Those are the latest here on Press TV.